Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sook.
Sada.
I'm Rop.
Sada.
It's Sook's right over there.
Yeah. Still doing some research into Paige Becker Stalker.
Sada.
I figured out that our guy Cole, again, being the stand-up guy that he is, he offered the parents a dowry as well. So if anyone has a connection to Paige's parents, he would like to provide them with a cash payment for their daughter's hand in marriage.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Because he is an executor and a benefactor of a sizable estate. So Amy and Bob Beckers, if you're out there, Cole is looking
to... Well, hey, that may change things.
...to get a hold of you.
They're like, wait, what?
How much? Honey, yeah. You gotta meet this guy.
I mean, who can make it work, right?
Paige? I can't get enough, dude. I am obsessed with this guy's TikTok now.
He is from Grants Pass, yeah. Oregon, this guy.
And he's been arrested in Connecticut for stalking Paige Beckers.
Coming up this hour before Buckley goes on his stay and play at Sun River with his buddies tomorrow, we have to do a primetime follow up.
Ooh. I do like follow-ups.
He was out when this story broke, but...
Oh, I remember this. Yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah.
The Washington Commanders guy who got caught talking S about like all kinds of things NFL.
Yeah, their social media content guy.
Yeah, former, he went on the date with the gal. He met her on Tinder,
the
whatever.
Undercover reporter.
She was undercover, and she was filming him. And he said all kinds of crap. By the way, have you seen the latest thing that he said?
I just saw that he got fired. What did he say?
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. But Buck claims to know this man.
Of course
I worked with him.
Buck knows him.
Is there the 7 degrees of Ryan Buckley are the damnedest things?
You know what it really is? At least in this case, the sports media world is really small.
How is it that when we ever ask you to get a hold of someone, you can get a hold of nobody? And yet when there's any sort of random story, you're like best friends with everybody.
Hey, I got Brett McMurphy the other day.
He did get me.
Let's get this guy on.
Yeah. I don't know how much he's going to want to talk, but I can try.
Reach out to him. Let's see if he's got any other hot takes.
I think I follow him on Instagram. Let's see.
Could we
hit him up on Tinder?
Can we get him on and then not tell him he's on the radio? Can we secretly?
That's illegal.
Well, so that was the thing, is it was legal, I think, in Virginia where he got recorded. That was part of the deal. So that you can.
Yeah, but I don't think. Yeah, no, that's right.
It depends on what state.
But Oregon is the same as Virginia.
So, it is.
It is with the phone. I don't think you can have somebody on the air and and not tell them. Although Jeff Austin will probably be, as a matter of fact, he's typing on his keyboard
right
an email
now.
To
Don't!
Us right now.
Yeah,
true story.
Not being serious, but
well, actually, we are.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
I think that Buck should pose as a hot,
ooh,
and try to get him on the show.
Yeah. What if I could get BTJ? Think he's into Asians? I could do a little accent thing there. Get him to spill more of his. Well, if he's dumb enough to do it once, chances are he's dumb enough to do it again. He's got nothing to lose anyways. He got fired.
We also will go football, and we have an audio D-bag.
Oh, okay.
See what I did there?
I did. I did it. I did knew that.
I did.
I was actually going back, so I have the NFL Premium where you can look at. They give you the all 22. They just do cut ups, and because sometimes at night if I'm bored, I'll just sit there and I'll flip through games. You know that I'm interested in. I was flipping through the Carolina Panthers because I didn't watch any of the Panthers game. Did you watch any of that? Obviously, the second game.
Who'd they play?
The Chargers?
The Chargers. I don't know why. No. Why was I drawing a blank? Yeah, no. They were playing the Chargers.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm here to tell you.
I know.
The Bryce Young stuff, dude, it's worse than you think. I was sitting there last night. I had nothing to do. And I was like, I'll pull that up real quick. So I just did the Panthers offense. And it's kind of cool because you can just break it up by whichever one you want. It's so bad. It's like, you know, it's bad. And then you watch it and you're like, when you watch the all 22, you're like, oh my God, that's worse than I thought. It's like shockingly bad. It's just,
all right.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you're going to tell us how bad it is?
I just was one of those when you were talking about the NFL, and just that like popped into my mind because that was like just one of those things. We were talking about yesterday getting benched. It was kind of one of the bigger stories. And I saw a lot of stuff today where people were like, it's not fair. And he got hung out to dry and people are trying to defend him. And so I just went back and took a look at it and I was like, I didn't watch it. And I'm like, how bad could it be? Oh yeah. Yeah. It's worse than you thought. Remember I was saying that in week one, he did the jump pass to try to throw it over the defensive line. Mm-hmm. He did it four times in the Chargers game. Four.
Well, it worked for Tebow.
I've never once seen it. Never once. He did it four times against the Chargers.
That David Tepper knows what he's doing, benching that guy. Even he knows.
So bad.
He needs to be benched.
Anyway, that was like my NFL. I know that fits in nowhere, but it was at the top of my mind.
So we go football, and we got an audio D-bag. You'll hear from Dabo and Prime again. Tonight in the club, we got to talk about that show on Netflix that everybody's talking about.
Which one?
Well, the one with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. What's it called? The Perfect Couple?
Yeah. The Perfect Couple. Have you seen that? It's the new White Lotus.
Buckley?
I have seen people talking about it. I haven't watched it.
All right, well, we're going to talk about it.
Have you seen it?
Have you watched it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch it. Yeah.
It's the new White Lotus.
Yeah.
Which could you're not
be good,
a fan.
Which could be good or bad, because I like the White Lotus.
White Lotus is good. This is an unfunny, less interesting White Lotus. But
does everyone love it?
I don't know that they
do. Why is it popular?
Two different questions. I don't know that they love it, and I'm not sure that it is popular.
Well, isn't it Netflix's number one show?
Yes.
Hey, got me.
Yes, a lot of people are watching it, yes. Yeah. And they're probably watching it because it's Nicole Kidman and Liev Schreiber.
Leave?
I don't know. How do you? It's LIEV.
Right. I always thought it was Leave.
Leave Schreiber.
Is it Leave?
Right?
Leave Schreiber?
Leave
can you look that up for us?
Yeah, I can look it up. He's great. I like him.
Anyway, that'll be in the club. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
This is Leave.
Leave.
Leave. Drive. Some people
number
put like
five.
Some people are putting a little emphasis, like L E E, and then E-V. Eve, like, but it's Leave. Leave Schreiber.
But it's spelled L I E V.
Yes. Another people are saying just like Kiev, but with an L instead of the K.
Leave.
Yeah, it's Leave.
Leave. Hey, Schreiber. Leave. Leave.
He's a handsome devil. He's a good-looking older man. He got me in that show. I was like, yeah, you doing?
Shohei Ohtani has stolen his 49th base. Dodgers lead the Marlins 6-0 in the sixth inning. He is two shy of 50 home runs and one shy of 50 steals. First ever 50-50 man.
Well, he's got the MVP locked up, not even close. And now it's just a matter of does he make history.
The Milwaukee Brewers have won their division, the NL Central, for the third time in 4 years.
Is that the first to clinch?
Yes.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. The Orioles are in a free fall. They're losing to the Giants 5-2 in the sixth.
Why are we talking about the Giants?
What is it with all this Giants talk? Is Logan Webb hungover?
I walked right into that.
You did.
Nobody cares about the Giants.
And the Mariners are watching those AL Central teams closely. Twins lead the Guardians 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. And the Royals and Tigers are tied 1-1 in the second.
Look, at this point, the Mariners have... it's slim to none. Slim left the room already, so it's not looking good.
Oregon State announces a home-and-home with Wake Forest. The mighty Demon Deacons will be headed to Reser Stadium next season.
So Wake Forest just recently got pummeled by Ole Miss, and then the day after pulled out of next year's game. Lane Kiffin called them cowards, and then like a day later they signed an agreement to play Oregon State. So,
yeah.
All right.
I think it's better suited for both teams.
Probably.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, just neither one of you should probably be scheduling Ole Miss anytime soon. And if you're a B fan, you could do a lot worse than flying to Winston to go see a game in the fall.
Yeah, I believe it's Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem, sorry.
And that will be in 2029. Hmm. Yeah. You'll be 50 by then.
I will be 50 by then, yeah. And the Pac-12 will be, I don't know, it'll be Pac-12 again. It will actually be the, you know, I guess they won't be 12. It'd be more like the Pac-9.
Justin Herbert did not practice today. He is resting that ankle. Jim Harbaugh says he does expect him out there on Sunday.
If not, Easton Stick is the guy.
I can't believe that guy's name's Easton Stick.
Yeah, someone asked him, you know, who the backup was. He did confirm it was Easton Stick, and then he was like, yeah, Easton Stick's not playing. Like, Herbert's going to be out there.
Jordan Love has returned to Packers practice. They say he may play on Sunday.
Is that a little bit of an upset?
Oh,
that is.
Yeah, they were talking like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just visually, it didn't look good. We've seen knee injuries like that before, and it's been longer than a week.
And you would think with Green Bay, I mean, you got the split. You're 1-1. You would think maybe you'd give it some time, although, to be fair, the Malik Willis thing, like that run game that they put together was really, really impressive, but it was all smoke and mirrors. You're not winning a lot of games with Malik Willis.
It's only going to work so many times.
I mean, they threw the ball like 12 times.
Also, the Panthers say they are not considering trading the benched quarterback, Bryce Young.
Unless someone calls and offers anything for him, then they'll trade him. You could get him for a fifth round pick right now. You'd probably get him for a sixth.
Number two.
The ACC may stay together after all.
Yeah.
Reports that Florida State and Clemson are in preliminary talks to remain in that league. Now, there's a bit of a catch here. This is according to ESPN. The proposal would allot a greater share of revenue to schools based on brand valuation and TV ratings.
By the way, this is the exact thing that Florida State and Clemson brought up before all this started. And everyone said no. They agreed to an unequal share based on success and college football berths and NCAA tournaments and stuff, but they wouldn't agree to the brand valuation. And now that the lawsuits and everything's going on, now all of a sudden all the other teams are like, well, okay.
Well,
because
yeah.
The other teams know that if they leave, the whole league could collapse.
Yeah. They must think they might lose in court.
Yes.
You know? So they're also negotiating changing the expiration date of the league's grant of rights, which currently runs through 2036.
Yeah.
And in exchange for that, Clemson and Florida State would drop their lawsuits.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but they say they're not close to an agreement, but those conversations are happening.
Well, and it's a weird thing, too, because, I mean, we keep hearing the reports that the Big Ten and the SEC don't want either one of them, and then that leaves you with getting out to go to the Big 12. I mean, it's in everyone's best interest to keep that thing together. It's just a matter of can you come up with a number that makes sense.
And number one, we knew it was coming, but it became official today that Portland is getting a WNBA franchise.
That's right.
Once again.
Not this year, not next year, but 2026, the Portland Whatevers will go. And it's the same owners that bought the Portland Thorns. And I don't know about you, but I think that is a huge win for the city. And this is something that we will support 100%. And I'm pretty pumped about it.
They paid $125 million. They will also build a new practice facility. As you said, they will begin play in 2026, although they may have to play some games in the Coliseum while they renovate Moda. And they said that they will include fans in deciding on a team name and team colors.
Yes, which, you know, get ready for Bodie McBookface. I don't know. They'll do a good job with it. I mean, it seems for the most part now when people are picking team names, very rarely do you screw it up. Outside of the Washington Commanders, most of these have gone pretty well. So I have high hopes for this. And again, this is something that they will support in the city very, very well. You look at, you know, the Thorns are one of the most, if not the most successful team in women's soccer. So I don't know why the WNBA would be any different.
The Hot 5 at 5 is brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com. Up next, we go footballing with an audio D-bag on the Fan. Well, indeed, Jeff was typing an email as we were speaking. The phoner radio interview ambush is indeed illegal.
Damn it.
And he suggests that we actually read our legal warnings about these matters via our company email. Little does he know, I take great pride in ignoring corporate emails.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, boss.
So that's why we
That's why we have you.
We didn't know that.
That's why we have Jeff Austin
that's right.
to listen and then email us about
Just
things that we shouldn't do.
Just tell us what we need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. We're also catching wind of a Jesse Palmer elevated sports apparel line.
Oh, boy.
And I'm looking at it here.
Now, elevated sports apparel line just means a piece of crap, but it costs a lot of money, right?
Well,
probably.
It is being presented via Fanatics.
Yeah, let me state for the record, and I've said this a million times, if you order something from Fanatics, that's on you because that place sucks and it's going to be a hunk of crap.
But it appears he has offered us a blazer with... it looks to me like the team's logo and colors are on the inside, you know, like a sport coat.
Oh, like the guys do at the draft when the inside of their suits have something cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
For only $175.
Okay.
See, the ad I saw was like a quarter zip.
Yeah, he's got a lot of different things. There's like 12 different things on here.
Except because...
And you can get your team logos on there.
Except that it comes from Fanatics, so... If you order a one with blazer colors, it's going to show up being like blue and green because it's Fanatics. And you're going to order an XL and it's going to come in a medium because, again, it's Fanatics.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm scrolling through here.
Yeah.
And I see nothing of interest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and close out that tab.
Jesse Palmer. Jeez.
And I like that they didn't call it the Jesse Palmer line. It's the J. Palmer line.
J. Palm.
Yeah. Can you partner with a worse company? Like...
Yeah, look, they throw money at...
Was Skechers too busy?
It's the same thing they did with Erin Andrews, right? Doesn't she have a line on there?
Yeah, I think she's
They throw a bunch of money at you, you'd do it too. I guarantee you'd do it. they walk in here tomorrow and throw you enough money, you're putting your stupid, crappy-ass line on there.
How great would it be if I was doing an ad for Fanatics? After all these years of bashing them, I'm like, hey, big souk for Fanatics here, let me tell you.
You'd do it.
These guys are great.
What are we doing? Oh, we're going footballing. Got some audio.
No, about you. I'm busy looking at this sweet Jesse Palmer line. Do you want a dress shirt with the Lions logo on it? And can we also say this? Under no circumstances should you ever wear a button-down dress shirt with an embroidered team logo on it.
I was going to say, perfect for your Carolina Panthers buddy for his first date.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I feel like if that were a thing, if sports gear, elevated sports gear were... a thing, it would have already... somebody would have already done it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, there's no clamoring.
Nobody wants that.
There's no clamoring for that.
No.
You got a wedding, but you want to show off your cowboy passion?
Right. You know what most of us men do? We put away our sports gear for a wedding.
Or funerals.
This is my formal cowboy's attire.
Yeah. Right. Because I cannot be seen without cowboy's attire.
No. Yeah, check out my Dallas Cowboys branded bolo tie.
Someone asking, is Fanatics run by Temu? Yes, I think it's the same company. I really do. Ordering something from Temu, Wish, or Fanatics, it's all the same thing. And you're just wishing you get something that doesn't suck, but you won't. All right, continue.
Well, we've got some college football audio here for you. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear the Marshall head coach?
Why do we need to hear the Marshall head coach?
Well, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
He's getting ready to play Ohio State.
Ah, so they're going to lose by 50 points.
I'd love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tutor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tutor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day if you transfer here. So, but yeah.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with Tudor's Biscuit World, but I'm going to have to go take a look.
I mean, seriously, all you can eat all day?
Hey, it says right here, start your day off the homemade way. Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if they get, like, the offensive lineman is like, dude, I love Tudor's.
There's some third stringer. It's like, I don't really like Columbus that much anyways.
I'm going there.
You've been yearning for that West Virginia biscuit. Isn't Marshall West Virginia?
I think that's accurate.
I think so. Hey, you know, I'm looking at it, and it does seem like an elevated Denny's at Tudor's.
Elevated Denny's. Maybe
I could get on board with that.
Maybe you could wear your Jesse Palmer elevated sports gear. Yeah.
Doesn't that look like an elevated Denny's?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's got the same kind of generic, crappy look of Denny's, but slightly better. You know, but they got those biscuits.
It's now, like Cracker Barrel vibes?
Yeah, I could see that. But I feel like Cracker Barrel is a little bit nicer. I think it's somewhere between a Denny's and a Cracker Barrel that we're getting the Tudor's biscuit.
So if I were to tell you that this next piece of audio is Dabo Swinney, what would you think it's about?
Either telling fans that they are stupid or something about God.
God, that's a good guess about God, but no.
Jesus will be in there somewhere.
He has found YouTube TV.
Oh boy, he's just now figured this out?
Yes.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, I am a big YouTube TV guy now. All right, I finally figured out how to get that freaking app on my phone. It's like a act of Congress. I mean, you got to have like birth certificates and all kind of stuff to get some of these things. I mean, like, I don't know all these codes from, you know, who's your provider. I mean, it's some crazy stuff on there. But anyway, I got the YouTube TV, and man, it was awesome. I had my phone going. I had my iPad going with 4-screen, and I had the TV going. I would imagine some of y'all probably did the same thing, because this is what you do for a living, right? Like, y'all gotta know what the heck's going on. I mean, we had a lot of teams playing that we're gonna play, and so that's really what I did all day. I just watched ball all day, and it was awesome, and just fun to watch. You know, saw some good stuff, saw some bad stuff, you know, just enjoyed it.
How about that?
Is he just a celebrity bumpkin? Like he just seems like just like, how far behind the times are you?
So,
clearly very far.
So I just want to clarify.
Crazy questions, yeah, like what kind of provider I
you
got.
You ever have that guy that's like, you know, it's, we were talking about the guy that like goes to Vegas and he goes, Vegas isn't ready for us. And it's like him and his three buddies in their elevated embroidered work shirt. And they're like, just not ready.
They're wondering which table or which casinos have the $10 minimums.
Yeah, they're not ready. Like that guy, like how far up your ass is your head? Like that guy's version of crazy. So Dabo's version of crazy is downloading an app and then wait for it, logging in.
It was tough.
And like, Dabo, a football guy, just realized he could watch multiple games one time.
That, if I'm a Clemson fan, that kind of scares me. I'm like, wait a minute, you're only just now figuring out you can sit down and watch a bunch of games that you might want to be watching?
Yeah.
He's like, well, y'all probably already know about this.
This is what you do, right? You watch, it's
the dadgum
stuff. Let me tell you something. I got to tell you this. And look, I know that sometimes we sound like the old Dabo guy from time to time. You're always going to, as you get older, you just cannot avoid that. I try not. I try to, especially with my kids. You know, I just try to just be up on things enough to participate and not sound like that guy. But you're inevitably going to sound like that guy about things, right? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I can tell you definitively, I made the switch when I turned on DirecTV Stream, that's the streaming service we used to use. When I turned that on and realized that they're fighting with ESPN and I can't get ESPN, I'm like, dude, I'm over this crap. I'm out. I'm canceling them. It took me, Jason, I am not kidding, it took me maybe 2 minutes tops to switch to YouTube TV and have the game on ESPN.
But Rob, all the two crazy minutes, things that you have to jump through.
2 minutes. And I can assure you it was not an act of Congress. I can assure you they did not need my birth certificate. There was a code, and yes, you do log in through your provider.
I think some of these people have other people who do all these things for them in their lives, so when they do hit one of these obstacles, it's totally paralyzing.
This is like in The Simpsons where Mr. Burns, Smithers goes on vacation and Mr. Burns has to use the telephone.
Yes, very similar.
That's where the ahoy comes from, by the way. That episode where Mr. Burns for the first time has to use his telephone machine. He has to answer it, ahoy, ahoy,
ahoy!
Dabo, it's crazy, dadgum, man. Hey, man. I got four games. I got a game on my phone. I got a game on my. I just sat because it was a bye week for Clemson. They didn't play, so he just sat around. He just watched ball.
And the coolest thing about
ball.
The coolest thing about YouTube TV is, and the I don't think DirecTV Stream allowed this. I never. If they had it, I didn't see it. Where you can do the split screen thing. They offer
yeah
four games in four different you know, split it four ways.
Like,
it's pretty cool.
But he has to. He's at Clemson, so like they have the catapult service. This is like that's where they watch film. I'm telling you, that is some of the most complex stuff you'll ever see. Like, you can literally in an instant bring up any sort of cut up you want from any game, from your team or your opponent, and yet he's blown away by YouTube TV on his phone. Wow.
He
definitely
finally figured out how to get that app out of the App Store.
I guess.
Why is that so hard for old people? That's unbelievable, too. Well, I just don't know how to get go to the App Store and type it in. It's not hard.
I do remember years ago, it was probably like 3-4 years ago, that for Father's Day or for Christmas, I got my dad a sound bar.
God dang, what do you think?
For his TV, because he got his first ever flat screen TV. But the sound, you know, sometimes those, especially the cheap ones, they have like no speakers in them. It's like the worst thing. So my dad would have to turn it all the way up just to hear it. So I thought to myself, well, I'll just get you a sound bar, and then you can actually hear on your new fancy, like, Sonoy flat screen TV. His TV was so janky that it didn't have capabilities with the sound bar. So I was like, all right, well, what if I just got you a nice Bluetooth speaker, and then you could listen to your music? You really like music. And that's when I realized that my dad still used CDs. And then I was like, what if I got you a Spotify account to go with it? And I had to spend probably an hour and a half explaining to my father and my stepmother Spotify. And it was one of the more eye-opening experiences of my life. And it's adorable. You can't even fault anyone. The best part is my stepmom kept going down into the basement to bring up CDs to ask me if those were on Spotify as well. I'm like, you don't have to get me the CDs. I'm like, you just tell me the name of the CD and you type it right into the...
I'll just search it. It'll tell me yes or no.
Type it right into that little bar there. And then she would read through. She's like, what about track 6? Yeah, it's whole things right here. Look, it's the whole album.
It really is amazing. It's just... Like somebody says on the Vancouver Ford text line, Dabo's probably driving around looking for the app store.
At the local strip mall.
I have a similar story, and it really is, it's baffling. Yeah. It really is. So my lovely father-in-law lives with us now. Yes. He lives down in the ADU.
I'm excited about that.
We go to Bi-Mart every Tuesday. You know.
I find that to be the most wholesome thing you've ever done. You take your elderly father-in-law to the Bi-Mart.
Yeah, it's super cute. And we didn't win anything again this week, because every Tuesday you do free stuff. Yeah. And he was disappointed in that.
And I'm sure the day he wins that will be the greatest day of his life.
Oh, yeah. And he did, but he did buy us a trail mix.
No.
He bought 3 trail mixes, and we got one of them.
That's nice. This is a nice little thank you. It's a nice little thank you. To the Bi-Mart.
So when we built that ADU with him in mind, we put a nice flat screen TV in there, mm-hmm. and an Apple TV.
Sure.
And it had everything.
Yeah.
Netflix, Hulu.
Whole deal.
Apple TV, DirecTV Stream with all the channels. Yeah. You could get anything that he wanted to watch. He's a big history buff. He loves to watch all the old war stuff.
Sure.
It's all on there, dude. Every bit of it. Yeah. That is now gone. And do you know what is in there?
Rabbit ears?
Rabbit ears.
Got rid of it all.
And I set it up for him the other day. He bought it at Bi-Mart.
Just want to watch the local news, Isaac.
Yeah, he got it at Bi-Mart. He's like, I think this will be better. And it was like $40. And I'm telling you, those things are great. You know, those things work.
Yeah, you get a handful of the local channels.
Yeah,
right?
and you scan through and your TV finds all the channels. He gets 51 channels and they're all terrible. Like, there's nothing good on any of them. But that, he is in heaven. He's in heaven.
And every program that he could ever conceivably want, except for those 50. Yeah,
you think about the treasure trove of history stuff he's just missing out
That's
on.
Right.
He's like, but he's blissfully unaware.
You could have told him just go to YouTube and literally type in any point of history, and there'll be a documentary on YouTube about it.
You lost him at go to. Okay, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, power. That is it. And then he said, hey, I need you to get the ladder out because I need you to go up and get, so he's got some storage up top. Yeah. And he's like, I need you to get some Yellowstone DVDs out of there for me. I'm like, you know, we had all that on your TV. He wants to get the DVDs down.
The Yellowstone DVD. You know what? It hits better when it comes from that DVD.
It's just, and it really is fascinating. It's baffling, but it's just cute.
It is.
It's just cute.
That's great.
It's like, all right, I got you.
And yet, I guarantee people in charge of Clemson right now are just looking down and be like, really? This is this
YouTube TV.
Cooter here is in charge of our program.
By the way, I can review YouTube TV versus DirecTV Stream, and I can tell you YouTube TV infinitely better.
Okay.
It's way better. Yeah. If you're into that streaming sort of thing, it's way better.
Or just buy the Universal Box online from China, just saying.
All right, so Coach Prime is now, you know, this guy, I almost don't even want to play this because he's just making things up again.
Yeah.
He has grievances. He's like Trump. He's got, like,
there's a problem.
He
with
just
everybody.
Makes things up
and
that
it's
are.
It's never his fault.
No. Nope.
They're eating the dogs.
If they're eating the cats, the pets.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Did you see the Springfield guy that went on the rant about how someone stole his dog and or his cat and ate it, and then it turned out it was in his basement? He had to come on and issue an apology. He was like, sorry, everybody. At least he issued the apology. He was like, it's my bad. I guess he's got some Haitian neighbors that he accused, and then he's like, turns out the cat was just hiding in my basement.
I don't know who wronged Coach Prime or Donald Trump or whom. These people like this are fascinating because they just cannot stop complaining about things.
No.
It's just the world's out to get everybody and them, and it's all someone else's fault. It's unbelievable. So do you want to hear who Coach Prime is blaming now?
Absolutely.
You do?
I do.
Next.
I love it.
Here's Buck.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, in Coach Prime's world, there's got to be an explanation for people criticizing his players. Mm. It could not be their play.
No, not at all.
Or their behavior.
See, their ratings, too, are down like 65% where they were a year ago.
No one cares. I mean, Schroeder's kind of fun to watch.
Sure.
And so is Hunter. Yeah. I mean, they really are. Those two guys are fun to watch.
They're not a good team. And it's 65%. I mean, the nation is basically telling you that they don't care.
The nation.
Yeah.
So here is Prime's latest rant. He has to lecture us on everything, right?
Yes.
And why we're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And why things are going down. So here's his latest one. This is only about a minute, but he says this is why people are now critical of players.
Once upon a time, you guys never attacked college players. Now they're making more money than y'all. And some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. So you're on the attack. It was hands off a college player because he's an amateur. Remember that, guys? Now it's hands on. Go at them any kind of way you want. They're making more money than me, and I'm mad about it. I'm upset about it. And when you attack them, these guys are sensitive. They've never been attacked. Some are out of high school or 2 years or 3 years in college, but they're still sensitive to slander. They hadn't gone through what a grown man, what I've been going through with y'all for years. They haven't done that. So it is what it is. I know you're going to do your job and what you must do, but your job does not say in attack. Like, if they didn't play well, leave it at that. But the personal stuff, leave it to be personal. Because if we start flipping the script on y'all, you won't like it. Like it easy. Thank you, Lord, for stopping me that day. Ooh, that was almost a good one. That would have went viral.
Yeah, so he said right at the end, he said that would have went viral. He stopped himself. It sounds like he was going to say, I could easily say something say about something. A media member or sure. something like that. But he stopped. The Lord stopped him.
Ah, yes, the Lord.
So, yeah, I don't know about you, but I have not, and we're in the media biz, mm-hmm. And maybe the listeners will shout us down for this, but I have not noticed one change in how people talk about college athletes.
No.
Not one.
No.
With the addition of NIL.
But now we're jealous.
Yeah.
We're jealous? Okay.
That's yeah, all these reporters who are having just the time of their lives covering Deion just resent all those players.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
The only thing I'll say is I have always been more careful about criticizing college players than I have NFL players. In fact, like when we're talking about the Oregon O-line.
Yeah, I heard that from you a lot last week.
I don't like it. Like, there was the Pickard, the local kid, he was not good. I thought he was the main issue with the offensive line. And even now saying that makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I just, cause it's a college kid and you know, you're trying your best. You're out there on scholarship. And I've always thought that you should be, not less critical of their play, but less critical of an individual. Hey, you specifically not very good. But I do think in today's world, when everyone at Oregon is getting paid, there is a universal income at Oregon. There's not a scholarship play at Oregon that's not getting paid. Now, they're not all getting millions of dollars, but almost every big-time school now is paying kids. And to some extent, you are no longer an amateur. I mean, that's what it is. And so while I still kind of tread a fine line between calling out a 19 or 20-year-old kid who's not going to be an NFL player, I do think that when you are getting paid, I think some of the kid gloves come off a little bit. But I'm sure he's talking about his kid. Well, no one's being critical of your kid because he makes a lot of money. You're being critical of your kid because your kid's an ass. I don't care whether Shedeur Sanders is making a dollar or making $5 million. The dude's an ass.
And by the way, there are plenty of people talking about how high Shedeur Sanders' draft stock is and how he's a top five pick and things like that. But he's not talking about that. He's only upset that people are calling out his kid for being a jerk.
When your kid is flashing a $500,000 watch, when that's his celebration, when your kid is promoting his rap song, when that is kind of the basis, when you talk about you're bringing your Louis luggage and you know, you're telling your team, don't touch Travis Hunter, don't touch Shedeur because they're NFL guys. Like, you're setting that standard. And then you're going to be critical of someone for reporting on the behavior of your son. Deion is one of those guys, and it's the Bobby Knights of the world. It's prevalent in coaching culture. You demand respect and accountability from everybody but yourself. And that's the part that drives me the most nuts. So, you know, Deion, who I was a fan of last year, I thought he was great for the sport. I thought he was great for Colorado. I don't know. I'm over.
Well, he's good.
I'm over him.
Prime's good when he's the toast of the town.
Yes.
But we even said this last year. I do remember we were huffing and puffing about him. We liked it.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, let's see what happens when people are critical and when they lose.
Yeah.
Well, we're finding that out.
Yes.
And it's clear that Coach Prime's plight is just so rough, and he acts like the world is against him unfairly, even though it's not, and he's powering through against all odds. Mm. It just must be so tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and no one wants to see them succeed.
It is such an eye roll, guys like him, and they're impossible, right? Like, they're absolutely impossible. They have a whole other truth in their head that is so far from reality that you just can't get him back.
No.
I didn't know he was like this. Like, I'm really surprised by him specifically being like this. Like, somebody said, Deion equating the jealousy to money tells you everything about him and how he thinks.
Yeah.
And that's 100% true.
Yeah. Again, it's one thing if someone is being critical just to be critical. Like, right now, some of the people covering Caitlin Clark, you just have an axe to grind. 100%. Like the Cheryl Swoops thing.
It's been that way all year.
You don't like Caitlin Clark. You don't like her, and you have an extra grind. And that's and so that's one thing. being critical of someone for poor behavior, being critical of someone for poor play. Again, it's the Deion Sanders thing that if you aren't 100% buying into what he's selling and kissing his ass and it's the whole, do you believe now? No, it's fair to for someone to be like, we don't think you're very good. That's not jealousy.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
And yes, Mike Gundy, by the one, is the one that started that. That whole rant was about a newspaper being critical of his quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jenny Carlson. Yes. She went to KU. She was the reporter.
Yeah.
And I do think the other thing too is he's conflating who he's talking to. He's talking to the daily reporters at his little media press conference.
Yeah.
These are journalists.
Yes.
Right? I think he's getting mixed up. Like Shannon Sharp saying something on his podcast is very different than the writer for the Boulder paper.
Yes.
Because Shannon Sharp's in the you know, Colin Cowherd,
he's in the hot take business.
Hot take business, right? It's like that's a totally different set of people than the people that are just trying to cover your team.
Yeah.
It's just, he's embarrassing.
Yeah.
He really is.
He is, he's jumped the shark for me. He's Fonzarelli'd that thing 1,000 times over.
I can't stand him.
It's a bum. Yeah, it's a bummer because I was, I liked it. I was on board the Deion train and I have completely jumped off.
I ran through that bull junk.
He's a freaking lunatic. But I'm guessing that's part of what maybe made him successful.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, you brought up even like the Trump thing. Sometimes the lunatic is just, he's a hurricane that blows through and it's enough, right? It's a kind of a cult of personality thing, right? Where you become such a force of nature that you kind of destroy everything in your path. But at the same time, some people love it, right? And they can't get enough of it because you're unique and you're individual and all that. I just feel like just in general, from a player standpoint, from the world of college football, from a recruiting standpoint, he had so much juice. And are there people clamoring to be a part of that program?
I mean, Colorado, are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, are there kids lining up and wanting this?
For 3 weeks last year, there were.
Yeah. I feel like everyone thinks he's out of there.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
After Shadur leaves.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I started to wonder if this is nothing more than an elaborate promo for his kid. Like the whole thing.
Exactly.
And Hunter hasn't caught as much flack for it, but unfortunately, whether it's fair or not, Shadur's getting caught up in this. And he's still going to be a top pick, but boy, I'll tell you what, Shadur's not doing anything to make himself any fans, from NFL execs to just general fans. He's getting caught up in this, and it's a little bit like the Lamar, Mellow Ball, all those guys. Whether it's fair or not, I just think that's going to leave a mark on him. I'm not certain it's good for his career.
All right, there's your audio D-bag right there. On 1080 The Fan. Coming up next, a primetime follow-up with Ryan Buckley. All right, one last thing here, because Buck is leaving us tomorrow. And Friday, he is going out to Sun River for his big stay and play where his bros and he get all wasted and play golf and ignore their families.
It's about the upshot of it, yeah.
Which is great. And we all do that once a year, don't we? Don't most guys do that once a year?
Yeah.
Not me.
With their buddies?
No.
You do that like 6 times a year.
You just said once a year. I'm like, no. What are you talking about? I hate ignoring my family.
Well, the follow-up is that Buck claims to know this Washington Commanders guy.
Yeah.
This VP who's since been fired, who got caught with the undercover reporter, the hot that he met on Tinder. And he was talking all kinds of ass. He was calling Jerry Jones racist.
He said that NFL fans are high school educated alcoholics.
Yeah,
that one. I mean, there was
other stuff in there.
There's a bunch in there.
So how do you know this guy?
So he used to. So we worked together in San Francisco at NBC Sports Bay Area. So when that whole place launched, I was working in TV production, but he was working for the website. He was working for NBCSportsBayArea.com. He was basically a digital scribe. He would go to press conferences, events. He would post articles on the website, and then got into video content and stuff like that. So he was just, I mean, he was like our top content guy, but I worked in a newsroom with him for 3 or 4 years.
And share a lot of the same views from what I hear.
I mean...
Yeah, what can you tell us about him?
About him?
Well, no, yes.
I'm talking about your ugly views.
Well, my ugly views? Well, I think there are some things that he said about the NFL that other people just can't say out loud that they all believe is true. And
like
I think there's
what?
A lot of that.
Like what?
Well,
wrong.
Well, that like the what did he say? I'm trying to remember the context or what he said specifically, but the whole they don't actually care about these initiatives that they're doing. It's all just a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
I 100% believe that about the NFL. With whether that. It's the breast cancer stuff or the salute to service stuff, like they're all just polishing their image and don't really care that much about it. I think that's true.
His name's Real Entin.
Real,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Good dude.
Really nice guy. Yeah, we're about the same age. He grew up in the Bay Area too, so he's a big Giants fan. But yeah, I mean, normal guy, really hard worker. After he got out of, I think he worked for the Jets for a number of years, but he started his own like content and media consulting firm that did really well, and then he parlayed that into this job with the Commanders, and then rose there from whatever content job he had to their VP of content. So got like a. You know, got an executive title there, did most of that just all on his own and is a pretty smart guy, but essentially got caught with his pants down.
Done in by the hots.
I'd be so ticked at her. I mean, this like, yeah. And I guess because of this.
He got hosed.
Because of the rules in Virginia or wherever these took place, like, maybe he doesn't have any recourse, but, I mean, to get, I guess, duped like that into just saying how you really feel about an entity you can't really say those things about, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said Jerry Jones was a racist, and Goodell's a $50 million puppet. He said that 50% of our roster is white religious, and God says, F the gays. Their interpretation, I don't buy any of that. He said another big chunk is low-income African-Americans that comes from a community that is inherently very homophobic. I mean, he's making a lot of broad, sweeping statements.
He is, but I'm sure he's heard some stuff in the locker rooms, you know.
Yeah, and he says some of the players are dumb as hell and might be susceptible to conspiracy theories. They get their heads knocked around a few times. Yeah, I mean, look, dude, whether you believe that, you think it's true or not.
All stuff you can't say.
Those are the things you can't say.
Have you
say
heard
out loud.
The latest thing that came out that he and this has been out there, but he also said it when she was filming him. He was talking about the Sean Payton Vicodin story. Do you know about that?
Was that the deal where they're saying that Bountygate was a cover up for them? Yeah, they punished him for Bountygate because they caught him stealing meds from the doctors or something like that.
Yeah, there is a, and I don't have any idea if there's any truth to this at all. Okay, but it has been out there that Bountygate was a cover up for Sean Payton getting caught stealing Vicodin from the team.
Oh,
from the doctors.
Okay,
and there have been rumors about Payton and both alcohol and pills for a while.
I mean,
They're just rumors, but they've been out there for a while.
So they have a drug locker, and there was a lawsuit. Some of this stuff, some of it comes, you know, you get lawsuits and this stuff comes out.
Yeah, a number of years ago, I think it was the Chargers and like the Steelers, their team docs got in trouble. And because back when I played, and this was true in college, and it was true in the NFL, after games, they would just wander up and down the aisles of the bus and the airplane, and you just got handfuls of pills. And there was no... There was no prescriptions. There was no accounting of who got what. And that was a big no-no. So then they cracked down on that. And now you actually have to keep track of all that and who gets what. Who was it? The Angels team doctor that got in trouble. Like, you can't be handing out narcotics to people.
So anyway,
that's where that's there. But there is an on-site pharmacy for most teams.
Yeah, and he was... The security guy got thrown under the bus for it, and so he later filed a lawsuit claiming that Payton stole a bunch of drugs out of the locker.
Yeah.
So that's where so there is something out there about it. I don't know what ended up happening with the lawsuit. I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
who knows?
This VP guy, your boy, Rael, was talking about that too.
Yeah. So,
and I got to tell you, Sean Payton's eyes, you know, I mean, you look at those big old bags under those eyes.
I mean,
Vicodin-y.
Yeah, I don't like throwing any sort of wild speculation out there about those things, but you know, I mean,
I don't mind.
Well, when rumors get started like that, they're very dangerous, because you know, it's like the stupid dog story, right? Like, all it takes is one moron on Facebook to say something, enough people pick it up, and next thing you know, I mean, think about
they're
how many
eating
like,
the dogs.
Everything from Russell Wilson, right, and the Golden Tate to Cordell Stewart, you know, being gay. Like, there's a million of these stories out there, and whether they have any truth to them or not, LeBron James and was it Delonte West and his mom?
I'm gay.
Like, there's a million of these things out there, and everyone's like, well, I don't know if they're true, but you know, there's stuff out there. But when you got a guy spilling spilling the beans about all these things, and then he throws that out there, that's just going to add more fuel to the fire.
All right, we got to move on to the club. We are done sportsin'. Didn't get a lot of info there from Buckley about Rael.
Well, what, I mean.
Well, I just, you know, I was hoping that you could.
that I would have, like, something break some news. Salty or, I don't know, like, what would I have?
Someone asked, by the way, on the Vancouver Ford text line, would a head coach have to steal? If a doctor was doing what he was supposed to be doing and cared about his license, yes. You can't.
Yeah, he's not just going to hand him Vicodin.
You can't just go in there and hand out Vicodin. It used to be that you wouldn't have to, but from my understanding now, at least they're supposed to be a lot more tight about it.
This is like the Matthew Perry, Michael Jackson thing. Like yes. The celebrities, this is a whole thing that celebrities, these doctors, you know, no matter how famous Matthew Perry or Michael Jackson is, and how much they want from you, you cannot give that to. You're the doctor.
Yeah.
You can't just give them what they ask for.
So this would.
That's why those doctors all just got arrested.
Yeah. So you'd have to. I mean, and who knows? The doctor in New Orleans. How strict is he? I couldn't tell. Remember when the Oklahoma kid a number of years ago? There had a linebacker that died. I think he died with like 7 opioid prescriptions in his name. So I mean, look. That's the sad part is that when you're in the NFL, it's not hard to get drugs. And everyone is taking something, you know, whether for the head coach to be stealing it, the head coach needing an excuse to have Vicodin. Yeah. I'm guessing he can't just walk in there like a player and get it. But again, you just be wildly speculating on how any of that stuff goes. But well, in most offices now in team doctors and in colleges, you have a pharmacy in your facility and the pills are right there. I'm guessing it may not be that hard if you've got the keys to walk in and take some.
All right. We talk about the perfect couple next in the club on the fan.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.